Few things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to week 13 of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And the miracle in Motown.
Miracle in Motown. Rogers to Rogers.
And I got to think that by now, we're recording this on Tuesday after the Thursday game, but I'm sure everybody's had a chance to see all the videos and
dissect everything, hear the outcry from the other fans of the other teams in the league.
Especially living in Minnesota, being a Packer fan, and it's really quite comical to see the reaction. Like, oh, the Packers always get the easy calls.
The refs are told to side with the Packers. Shut up.
It is just comical to see all the stuff on Facebook or talking to people in person, and it's just like, oh, yeah, I knew that something would happen. They were going to let the Packers lose again. It's like, whatever. But it was
a miracle in Motown.
It was a tale of two games, because the first half was just painful, and then the second half, it was the team that we are accustomed to seeing.
Yeah, it's just completely different. It was weird. The play that turned everything around was that fumble into the end zone.
Yes.
Where I think it was Starks fumbled it, hit it. Pretty good run, like a 5-yard run, gets tackled, fumbles it into the end zone, Cobb grabs it, and that's how we were down 0-20 in the third quarter, and all of a sudden it's 20-7.
Right.
Then that next drive by the Lions, they fumble, we pick it up, we score a touchdown, all of a sudden it's 20-14.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was I think the third touchdown, was that the one Rodgers ran in? I think so. But it was it just, again, I mean, it really was like two different games. It was so much fun. But let's just start working through the script here. We got really it was a Rodgers-y game.
My big thing on that last play, and I think we've said it, we've been having a lot of Viking fans tell us, you know, that wasn't a face mask. Well, it looked like a face mask to me. It wasn't intentional, obviously, but they never are.
Mm-hmm.
His helmet moved without his face moving. That's going to get called 99 times out of 100.
Right.
That's not the call, it's still a hit to the head.
Exactly what I said to you afterwards. It's like, okay, maybe I can argue, yeah, you got a point there, that's not a true face mask, but it was a blow to the head. And they're going to call that every single time on a quarterback, or at least they should.
Then on the other side of things, you have the Lions on that Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
They rushed three guys.
Don't get it.
Why? We have four backup offensive linemen in because of injuries, and they rushed three guys.
Yep.
Two guys, I don't know if you saw this, are about 20 yards off the line of scrimmage, protecting the sideline.
There was no time.
There's nothing left on the clock. We led that game for 0 minutes and 0 seconds, but we won.
I didn't look at it that way. That's a really good point. You know, I saw afterwards there were, you know, the pundits, and she's right underneath you. She's fine. I'm talking about our mascot lady. But they said that the Lions really blew that Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah.
They did not cover it the right way. And, of course, you got their coach saying, well, we're just moving on. It is what it is. What else are you going to do? You can't look back.
Yeah, it killed their season. They're not making the playoffs now.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty motivated going into it that they were on a streak. But Richard Rodgers, he snuck in there. He was kind of playing it low and then jumped back into the pile, used that big butt of his to push the other guys out of the way.
I should have a career as a receiver. I got a big butt.
Yeah, but you have to be able to jump, too.
Oh, okay. Catch well, a ball then, forget it.
And run.
Oh, right. See, thanks a lot. Now she's on the bed.
Yeah, stepping on my phone.
But anyways, it was so much fun. I can't remember a game except for when we've won the Super Bowl.
I was going to say the last Super Bowl might have been the last time I was that excited.
It was pretty crazy.
I'd say if you were to rank the top three that I can remember in recent memory, would be Super Bowl, the last one.
Mm-hmm.
This one after that, number two, the Miracle in Motown. And then after that, I'd say it's probably the 4th and 7, I think it was, pass against the Bears in the championship.
Oh, yeah.
To Randall Cobb, wide open for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, too. We were talking about it later that the Packer fans in Wisconsin that were listening to the broadcast, the radio broadcast, were complaining that the announcer, Wayne Larrabee, wasn't excited enough, that he wasn't screaming enough. You know what? And actually, I get tired of that. The Vikings have Paul. I can't remember his last name. They're play-by-play. He is horrible at being such a cheerleader, you know. And I don't like when they do both swings, where they scream and yell when they're doing good, or they whine when they're doing bad. It's like, come on.
Well, we put the final radio calls up on the Facebook group, mm-hmm. From both sides, Lions and Packers, and kind of sound like Wayne's voice was just burnt out.
From
the rest of the game. We didn't listen to the other part.
He does a lot of stuff. He does a lot more than just Packers stuff.
We also put on the Brazil announcers. I mean, they're the soccer announcers with the goal. So they were pretty excited.
Yep.
We put on that kind of mock commentary from the Australian guy.
Not safe for work, by the way.
Yeah.
Put headphones on if you're at work.
Language not suitable for kids. Mm-hmm. Thought of Dennis Paul. Guy on the Facebook group, he's from Australia, and so I thought he'd like that.
I don't know.
Did we post it on the group?
I'm not sure if you put it up there or not.
Maybe, I might have forgotten to. I put it on my personal wall. I can put it on the group,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you should throw it
up there. It's pretty funny.
Well, I think that, what'd you think of the play calling on offense?
I was frustrated at some parts of it. I got frustrated with the, 3rd and 1, or... We had that toss outside to Starks behind Bakhtiari. I don't know why it didn't work. It hasn't worked. I think a lot of our 3rd and short play calls are very frustrating to me. I, however, am not paid millions to call the plays, so maybe I don't know anything. as far as the play calling on offense itself, though, there's been so much frustration from people with Clements as the new offensive play caller and saying, you know, we need Mike McCarthy back and he's doing a horrible job. I disagree.
Yeah, I don't see it that much difference, but I'm totally...
Mike McCarthy has control. He has the final say. He can change it if he wants. He tells Clements how to call it to begin with.
Yep.
Saying you don't like Clements' play calling is the same as saying you don't like Mike McCarthy's play calling.
Exactly. I mean, and if you watch the games, I've pointed it out all year. I don't think Mike's too shy about putting his 2 cents in because he still has the play sheets right there. He's holding on to them. So I don't know. It was really, you know, that first half, though. I mean, everything seemed to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really hard to figure it out. I'm hoping that we can get, with this long week and a half, some people can get healed. Offensive line can come back together. And I think that's kind of, I was reading some stuff today. It looks like that could very well happen. But what about, I should try to plan ahead and I'll do a video of Sean when this happens. And when they waste another timeout. It's like every game we have a wasted timeout and Sean just jumps up out of his chair.
Well, why do they do it? How can they not figure that out? They're professionals.
Oh, did we mention the score of the game yet?
27-23. There
Packers.
You go.
There we go. Okay. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Yeah, Have we had a game yet? We didn't waste time out this season?
I don't think so. And I don't know if that is that going back to Clements? Is that going to players not knowing where they need to be? I don't know. It's frustrating because you can see Aaron just like does that quick timeout thing. It's like, oh, come on. Yeah, this is, that, you know, this late in the season, December, and you still are doing that?
That's frustrating because, you know, you have plenty of time if you do it right on the play clock. But then sometimes, not this week, but we've had where we have to do that after a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Yep. Yeah, it's just, but, all right, I'm getting ahead of myself. We still a lot of injuries kind of touched that. The offensive line's really banged up.
All year.
I think that it's going to get better, hopefully, after this.
I hope so.
We need it. We really need it to get some guys healthy. And I don't know. It's just, it's been tough, but it's, everybody goes through it. I think, was it the Washington game? I think they had 16 people injured or something like that. It was, everybody's getting banged up, but Barkley and Taylor looked off, and you know, we got a lot of bodies.
They're just backups for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
We're banged up. They're not normally the starters because there's guys better than them. They're not as good.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that when you're watching it. And Rodgers needs to understand it when he's under center, that when you have four backup linemen and you can't hold the ball like you normally do.
Right, right, absolutely.
We had to deal with a lot of sacks and pressure. I think we need to invest in an offensive tackle in this draft.
That could be. I don't know. I have to look at where guys are with their contracts and stuff, but excuse me. We really took it in that first quarter. I mean, that everything. We couldn't run. Aaron Rodgers was getting beat up. Passing lanes were off. Rodgers ended up 24 of 36 for 273 yards. He had two touchdowns and an interception. Was really... it was a bad pass. It was over the head.
It was a high pass, but it was also a catchable pass in my opinion.
I don't think so. Not,
you don't think it, so? It went through his hands.
Well, it just grazed his hand. That's as high
as
it
can go. It hit both his palms on each side of the ball.
Oh, that's right. You could see Wilson on the palms.
Closes his hands.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about. We just watched the video before this started.
He still seems to be off, though.
He does.
I don't know if it's a combination of not having the quality receivers that he's used to with the offensive line issues. You talked about how he's standing in the pocket so long, but there's other times where he looks kind of jumpy. Like, he's just waiting to get nailed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, especially in the beginning of the game, he was, even like checkdowns, he was missing a couple of them, or swing routes to running backs.
Mm-hmm.
He got better as the game went on.
Yep, I agree.
Who knows? Maybe this is our spark. This is what we needed to turn the season around, and we'll be the Packers of old again.
All right, so rushing-wise, Aaron Rodgers, 4 for 27. He ran a TD and had a heck of a spike after he scored that touchdown.
You never want your quarterback to be the leading rusher.
Especially at 27 yards.
Speaking of running in a touchdown, just to get a little off topic here, Did you see Cam Newton when he ran that one? And they're still undefeated, barely beat the Saints. It was a good game. He ran in a touchdown, and I think he spiked the ball or something, and ref picked it up, and he runs over to the ref and asks for the ball because he always hands it to a kid.
Yep.
So they're in New Orleans. There's a kid in a Panthers jersey holding out his hand. The ref pulls the ball away, looks at him, and shakes his head, throws the ball to the ball kid. And so Cam runs over to the ball kid and goes to take it. The ball guy pulls the ball away. So Cam, like, jumps at him, like, grabs the ball away, runs back to the sideline, and hands the kid the ball.
Mm.
It's like, God, he makes it hard to not like him.
Wait, it's okay if he plays for another team. You can like the guy.
I do like him. He's just kind of, he's too likable almost. You know, he's got that aura about him where he's
yeah.
He's been the popular guy since he was five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so second in rushing was Crockett, the new guy they brought up. He signed 3 hours before the game
signed
at the
hotel. Signed his contract, yeah.
He was 5 for 22. He really seemed to get a spark when he was in there.
He did. I was really surprised that he played. Not McCarthy or Ted Thompson's typical style where, you know, you bring a guy in, he still has to wait a few weeks to learn the system, get in a rhythm with everyone.
Well, he was on the practice squad, though.
Yeah, but he really did. He brought a spark. He brought an energy that we've been missing.
Absolutely.
It was good to see.
Well, Lacy had a good game. He had 5 yards and 4 rushes.
Five rushes and 4 yards.
Five rushes and 4 yards. Same thing.
No, it's not.
Stark's 9 for 15.
It's the exact opposite.
And Cobb was 1 for -1 yard.
So
just horrible.
Lacy had 2 100-yard rushing games before this. He comes in. They barely play him.
Yeah, he broke curfew.
And then we heard later on he broke curfew.
Right.
And they released Alonzo Harris because he was a bad influence on Lacy.
I don't know if you saw it either, but I was reading an article, and they said that apparently there were rumors, strong rumors, that the guys, they missed curfew, but they were still in the hotel. So they
were
just,
they?
Yeah. And so that's kind of rubbing it in your nose a little bit, I think.
I don't know. I saw that. I have no idea if this is correct. Just going to throw that out there for everyone. It might not even been the same day, but someone put a screenshot of Lacy. He tweeted out pictures of houses with Christmas lights up, said he's going around town looking at all the lights. And they're like, maybe that's why he missed curfew. Him and Harris are going around looking at Christmas lights. And Lacy's like, oh, we got to get back for curfew. And Harris is like, oh, but the next block has one that syncs their lights to music. And Lacy's like, oh, okay, we'll do one more.
Let's move on to receiving.
Richard Rodgers.
Wow.
Rodgers to Rodgers.
Talk about a game. Talk about a game.
Rodgers had 8 for 146 in a touchdown.
Just a phenomenal game.
He got open a lot.
He did. It looked like he was really getting comfortable in that second half, where he was using his body, his big butt.
Yep. His big butt. When other people weren't getting open, he was getting open. Him and Perillo were open a lot. They did the scramble drills like they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers gets out of the pocket. They're not following their route. They're getting open. That's what they're supposed to do, and we haven't been doing that. Rodgers did, and it paid off. He had a great game. Nice game all around receiving.
Yeah, it was second half.
Mm-hmm. Second half.
Yeah. Then Starks was 5 for 45.
Screen.
Cobb was 4 for 29. Ouch. Adams 4 for 21 and TD. You pointed out during the game too that talking about the scramble, there was one play where he ran his route and it was kind of a cut to the sideline, and then he just stopped. And Aaron Rodgers is running around trying to find somebody. It's like.
And Adams is standing there.
Yep, and that was in the first half again.
I haven't been liking his attitude the last games we watched, where, you know, he's jawing at the.
What is she eating?
I didn't think her piece of ice I gave her would be that loud.
Whiskey soaked ice, yeah.
Yep. Jawing at the defensive backs. Seems like every play he doesn't catch it, he's complaining that there was pass interference.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Just do your job and do it better than you are doing it.
Maybe Alonzo Harris was a bad influence on him, too. So now
maybe
that we got rid
maybe we got rid of the bad seed. See ya, Harris.
James Jones, pretty quiet. He had 1 for 19. Aberderis was 1 for 16. Lacy was holding true to his rushing numbers. He had 1 catch for -3. Yeah, then he just kind of sat down the rest of the game.
Not a good one for Lacy.
All right, moving on to defense.
Yeah, we'll just keep this going. Not too much else to talk about.
No, I think we pretty much covered. I mean, you know, of course, the big play being that Hail Mary pass where I did see, I don't know if they were trying to figure out the total throw that he did on that pass, that Hail Mary, because of the height he had to scramble and then throw it that high so that his receivers had a chance to run down to the end zone.
It almost hit the rafters.
Yep. They said, and then if he did hit the rafters, it's a redo. Because anytime that happens, whether it's a pass or a punt.
You know what I just thought about? I don't know if this is correct.
Wait, can I?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
No.
Okay. Fine. So.
You're thinking you don't want an Eddie
that
Lacy jersey?
Play. Yeah, why did I order an Eddie Lacy jersey? that play right before the Hail Mary, where they throw it out, they're doing the laterals, and they throw it back to Rodgers. He's past the line of scrimmage. He's a runner. So a blow to the head on him, just a hand to the head, that's not a penalty because he's a runner. So it was just a face mask. That's the only call that could have been made there.
Mm.
If that was Starks holding the ball.
Are you sure he was past the line of scrimmage?
Yeah.
Okay.
if that's Starks holding the ball, do you think it's a face mask?
That's good. Yeah. I don't know. I tell you what, though. Now we're going down a rabbit hole here, but
yeah.
the game has gotten so fast. I mean, when you see that in real time, that hit to the head, it looks like undeniably that was a face mask. But then when you see it in super slow motion, then you kind of go, you did get his thumb in there. But anyway, all right, let's move on. Defense.
Crossing routes kill us. They kill us every game.
And they're going to keep running them.
Because
they work.
They work. We can't cover the middle of the field.
Jake Ryan started at inside linebacker.
Yep. We talked about Dennis earlier. We'll give him another shout out here.
Good night, mate.
He
Foster. It's Bia.
Oh, he's going to hate you now. I know he likes Jake Ryan. I know sometimes he can't watch the game or a lot of the game because their hours are so different in Australia. Mm-hmm. Jake Ryan had a good game, in my opinion, inside linebacker. It was good to see him get the start finally. He's a rookie. I think they're just kind of working him in slowly, but there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah, he looks like a Packer.
He does.
He looks like he fits right into the system.
He's a hard nose. Mm-hmm. I'm going to beat him up Packer.
Yeah, North.
Old school.
NFC North. Yep. He definitely looks like he's got some good upside.
I think they protected him a little bit as far as coverage, pass coverage. We didn't really see him much in pass coverage. I'd like to see him more, see how he does.
Yep.
I think they kind of shielded him from that for a reason, though.
I can't remember the specific play, but there's one where he definitely went the wrong way. He gave up something in the first half. I don't remember. I think I'm going to have to start taking notes again. But I do. But other than that, I really he looked solid. He looked good.
Yeah, he did.
Mike Neal looked really good.
Mike Neal had a good game.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a few good games. It's nice to have someone besides Mike Daniels stepping up big.
Mm. Who?
Mike Daniels. He had a great game again, folks. MVP, defensive MVP of the year. I know. Rankings wise, as far as defensive players, he's number two. I don't know how they score it, but
right.
Number two behind JJ Watt.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And
I'm afraid though.
I don't think we're gonna lose him. I know you're thinking there's a chance we'll lose him.
I think there's a good chance we lose him at the end of the season. He's gonna be expensive.
Oh, sure he is, yeah. But I think that they'll figure out a way
you
to
think so.
Yeah.
Thompson's you never know with him though. He doesn't always like to pay out those big contracts.
Good defensive linemen
are hard to find.
They're really hard to find.
And I like Mike Daniels.
Dayton Jones. Why do I always have such a hard time with that? It's written right in front of me.
Dayton Jones. D-A-T-O-N-E. Relax.
Looked good at outside linebacker. How much booze did you put in your drink?
You made it for me.
That's true. You got a lot of booze in there.
He looked good.
Yeah.
First half, obviously we struggled. We really shut them down the second half.
Mm-hmm.
We played like we played at the beginning of the season, a shutdown defense, and it was nice to see again.
It was.
They couldn't score.
I like that. I didn't realize this until you pointed it out before we started recording that Clay has gone 7 games without a sack. He would have had a sack, but they called holding. I mean, it was blatant.
No, they didn't call holding.
They didn't call holding in that one?
No.
I thought they did.
No, there was no hold. They didn't call it. He's had a few where, you know, there's big hold on him. He's trying to get to the quarterback. But like we said earlier, there's holding on every play.
Yeah, there is.
There really is. It's just how blatant is it and are they going to see it? But there's been some frustrating ones with Matthews the last few games, watching him get held. Our third and long defense has not looked good, in my opinion. I feel like we're giving up more than we should be on those. Not the rush isn't getting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't, and that's, you know, when you start looking at critiquing your defensive line, that's a big part of it too. But you know, the fact that we really turned it around first half to second half. What did you check? You checked that out too. The comeback, with the biggest comeback, it was with the 49ers, wasn't it, Montana?
Yeah, I don't
back
remember.
Back in 1980?
Something like that, 80s. Montana came back from a 28-point deficit at halftime to win it. That's like the biggest second-half comeback of all time.
Okay.
It was a good comeback, though.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, we've been playing the Lions since, what, the 30s, 1930?
I think so, yeah.
And this is in the series we played probably, I think it's 130 games or more. This is the biggest comeback in the series.
Woo! Let's move on to special
Miracle
teams.
Miracle in Motown.
Let's move on to special teams.
Rodgers are Rodgers. Crosby missed his one field goal, but he made all three of his extra points.
Yeah.
We are still one of the only teams on the season to not miss an extra point. And actually, the Saints against the Panthers ran back the first ever extra point for 2 points. They blocked it and ran it back. First time a defense has scored 2 points.
No, I don't remember the guy's name, but I know he's number 50. I remember he didn't block it, but he, if that's worth anything. But somebody else blocked it, then he picked it up and ran it back.
I'm 80% sure his last name starts with an A. So, an A.
Really?
Covering our bases here.
I'm going to go the other way. I think it starts with a Z. Crosby, again, hit his extra points, missed the field goal. Maste, 6.
What is going on?
He's all over. He's hot or cold. I mean, he's one way or the other. 6'4", an average of 44.3. Had a long of 62, but he's so all over.
What do you think about him? Is it time to look elsewhere? I know Crosby had a bad period a while back, and we stuck with him, and it turned out well. Is it time to look elsewhere with Maste? Is it time to do something?
I don't know, because sometimes I think we don't know what's, you know, like if they tell him, I want you to try and pin it in or something. And so if he's missing on those, that does factor in. But it's just sometimes he hits them and you go 25 yards. It's like, really?
Do you remember John Ryan? Our punter?
I remember the name.
He just did horrible. Just crap. And so we dropped him. He goes to, I want to say Seattle. I'm not sure if that's right. They send him to a sports psychologist.
I remember you.
And he
me.
Becomes
yeah, yeah.
one of the best punters in the league.
Wow.
So maybe we shouldn't drop him. We'll just send him to a psychologist.
There you go.
Let her or him do their job.
He can come over here. We can give him a couple shots of tequila, loosen him up a little bit. So.
let's Janice, see. Returning kicks. 2 returns for an average of 23 yards, long of 24. You love those big returns he's been getting. They're great. Mm-hmm. But now, since then, he's had 4 that didn't get past the 20.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's not that unusual.
That's how it works, yeah.
Because these guys, they don't do anything for 4 games, and all of a sudden they break out and won.
I think it's worth it to take the shot. You might get tackled at the 15, but it's worth it if you can have a few drives, or even 1 drive a game, where you're starting at the 50 or closer.
Because
that's huge.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you there.
Hyde was 1 for 15 on returns.
Okay. Are you ready for the game ball?
I'm going to put this out there, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Oh. Are you ready?
All right.
I forgot to award the game ball. This is the old one. I'm going to let you award the game ball.
Well, I was surprised to see who you had put down there.
Everyone, it is time. Mike Reagan awards the game ball to
Richard Rodgers.
Richard Rodgers.
Is that who you thought I would go with?
I wasn't sure. No, I was pretty sure.
I mean, he without him, it would have been...
He caught the miracle in Motown.
Well, and he was also getting open. He was also helping us out. On,
had his big butt. Big butt.
I like big butts. and I don't know why.
So, congratulations, Richard.
Yeah, just let us know. Get, you know, email us and send us your address, and then we'll send you the game ball.
I'll send you a business card.
All right, you want to go over the other scores?
Yeah, let's go over the other scores quickly. Let's see here. Just kind of breeze through. We can actually do it this time since we waited till Tuesday to do the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Jets beat the Giants 23-20. That was actually a really good game.
It was a good game.
I don't know why I was rooting for the Jets the whole time, but I was.
I didn't really feel like I had much in that. I didn't care.
You weren't really invested?
No, not at all. Cardinals over the Rams, not a surprise.
They look good.
They really look good.
Just to jump ahead here a couple games. Vikings got just stomped by the Seahawks 7-38.
Oh man,
it allowed us to take back first place. Our records are tied, but we have the tiebreaker against them. Now they go and play the Cardinals Thursday night. That's gonna be a tough game too.
Totally.
We could, and we play a very limping Dallas next week. We could be a game ahead for first place.
Yeah, this Sunday 3:30 Central Time. We should, but this hasn't been a season of doing what we should.
This is not a season of shoulds at all.
But we should be able to pull out a win with Dallas, and I would not be surprised at all if the Vikings go to 8-5. We watched that game together, and basically the Vikings had a whole game of like our first half in Detroit. And I don't know if it's their age or they like to use the word maturation a lot of times with these announcers, but it seems like once they get to push to a certain point, then they just can't get it figured out. They just can't come back. But that they really got spanked, 38-7.
Yeah, they
look bad. And of course, Seattle's—they're loving life right now.
Yeah.
It's a scary team. They're looking good.
Well, Thursday, I'm working with a coworker of mine, and he didn't want to work past a certain time, so he'd be home for the Thursday night game, he told me last week. So I told him today, no problem, we won't work into the game, you'll be home. And he goes, oh, I forgot to tell you, I don't care anymore. And he goes, that game ruined my week. Haven't been able to do anything. They're the worst team in the league. So Viking fans are they're not happy.
Yeah. Well, and if they lose like we think they're going to with the Cardinals, you're going to see more fans jumping ship. We were trying to figure out. It was hard to follow because they were losing so bad. What was it at halftime?
I don't know. They wouldn't show the stands as
much. It wasn't that bad.
It
was 10-0, but then Arizona scored 2 touchdowns in the third quarter. And so
we wanted to see the stands. They weren't really showing it on camera.
Right.
When we were at the Packer-Viking game, it was amazing how early the fans were leaving, the Viking fans. And it was not nearly as much of a blowout as this game. So we were wondering, like, Wazzy the stands. We want to see how many people are leaving.
Right. And it was and where we were sitting, if you didn't catch it, but Sean was very gracious and got us tickets on the 50-yard line. So these were not the cheap seats. And people were getting up going, walking down.
Yeah, they're paying hundreds of dollars for a ticket, and they're willing to leave right after halftime.
Yep.
Idiots.
Yep, and they spend... the other thing I learned, too, and I'm sure this is at every stadium, but there's a lot of people that spend hundreds of dollars on tickets, and they spend more time at the beer garden than they do at their
actual... Yeah, there were people sitting around us that probably saw a fourth of the game maybe just a little bit more.
I think you're being generous and saying they saw one quarter.
I'm like, how was that worth it?
Yeah.
And they come back with a beer. Well, guess what, guys? There's guys walking around selling beer that you don't have to leave your seat.
Constantly, yeah. And it's cold. It wasn't like, you know, it's not like you're in the summer. I mean, it was 30 degrees. It's not like you're going to.
I didn't see the motivation for it.
Yeah, well, maybe it's because we're better football fans.
Oh, I think that's it. All right, back on track here. Buccaneers 23-19 over the Falcons. Falcons continue to
implode,
fall out of the sky.
Buccaneers kind of turning it around, too.
Jameis Winston looks good for a rookie. He's doing Niners beat the Bears 26-20.
That surprised me.
Lions, Vikings, Bears. Every team in the North lost besides the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
So we pulled a game ahead of every team in the North this week. Felt great.
Life is good.
Yep. Good week.
Titans over the Jaguars in the toilet bowl.
42-39.
And then the Bills and the Texans. That was a pretty good game. Bills won.
Tyrod Taylor had a good game. Dolphins beat the Ravens 15-13. Not much to talk about there.
No.
Bengals had a good game over the Browns 37-3.
Yeah, it's a surprise, surprise.
Chiefs beat the Raiders 34-20. Raiders continue to kind of downslide, even though they had a good start to the season. Chiefs continue to turn their season around and make something out of it, make a big playoff push. Brock Osweiler continues to start for the Broncos and win 17-3 over the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise, it was the Eagles over the Patriots.
Chip Kelly maybe saving his job.
I'm thinking that's exactly what's happening if they can continue to win. If they don't win at least, I would think, two more games. I think he's gone. But anyway, Eagles 35, Patriots 28.
Tom Brady, did you see him catch that pass?
No, I did not.
They had a double end around. And while they were doing the double end around, Brady was running up the sideline. And he caught the pass and he ran with it. Brady doing that broke Brett Favre's record for longest amount of time between catching passes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. And a good game. Panthers over the Saints.
That was a really good game.
38.
Cam Newton threw for 5 touchdowns. He continues to have an MVP performance.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
Awesome. And speaking of coaches that might be looking for work next year, the Colts lost to the Steelers 45-10.
Yep. And then Monday night, we're recording this on Tuesday, so last night, Cowboys 19-16 over the Redskins. So they won a game without Romo, and they'll lose one next week against the Packers.
All right. So Sean is up by 4 on our predictions.
I was up by 6 last week, though.
I'm coming back, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I was thinking betting on the NFC North. You bet against them, and you won.
So we got the Vikings at Cardinals. You pick
Cardinals.
I waited until you picked up your glass. I'll pick the Cardinals as well. We got the Lions at the Rams. That's kind of a toss-up game.
Who are you taking?
I'll go with the Rams.
I'll take the Lions.
Okay. Redskins at Bears?
God, this is a hard one, actually.
It is a tough one, yeah.
At Bears. I think I'll take the Redskins.
I'll go with the Bears just to be, you know, it makes it more fun than that. So we pick different on the Lions game. We pick different on the Bears game. So if I'm right, I'll cut it in half here.
Yeah. Cowboys at Packers. I'll take Packers.
Got to go with Packers.
Got to go with Packers.
And again, like we said earlier, they should win the game.
Boy, should with quotation marks
that's right.
around it. Like 10 on each side of the should.
Lots in an ellipsis marks. And then another 10 on each side.
I hope that spark's still there.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that turned our season around. Maybe this is the moment that we've been waiting for.
Since we were 5-0, yeah. I think that there's really no reason why we shouldn't, being that we pulled off a huge win. We've got a week and a half off to get healthy, to get ready for the game. So if we don't, then I'm going to look at it and say, you know what, well, this Philly isn't our year, guys.
Yeah, it really is the kind of win, though, that you see a team have every year where you're like, that's the win that's going to turn their season around.
And we've been built for December. So hopefully, you know, and I saw a quote today. I don't know if you'd never know how much you should put in to their comments. But McCarthy was talking about practice, and he said, yeah, Eddie seems like he's got his head on straight now. He's I really like his attitude now. And it's like, well, you know, as a man, when you get spanked like that, and it gets out that, you know, you unfortunately don't feel that you need to play by the rules, you go one way or the other.
Think he'll play a lot more this week, Lacey?
I do. But you know what? I mean, then they got options. So it's
I wonder if
December.
Play much.
You know, the way the weather is going, this is kind of weird when you think about it. I mean, I think the game, it could be almost 40 degrees for the game in December.
It's been a weird year. Yeah.
It's been crazy.
They worked out. I didn't hear anything after, but they
time's up, lady.
they worked out Mane Ball.
Yeah, but that's it though.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything after.
Nothing.
That.
I tried to find it. I Googled it, and
It would be interesting to see another Wisconsin boy come back. Scott Tolzien and Mane Ball would be reunited. Reunited, and it feels so good.
All right, thanks for listening. Putting up with these two goofballs.
Subscribe.
And, yeah, please do.
Leave us a review if you like the show. If not, don't.
Don't go ahead.
I'm just kidding. Join the Facebook group. We've had some really good activity.
Yeah,
on there.
Really good. And I like when people start sharing stuff because, like, oh, I didn't see that.
Yep. I like when people post and they share their opinions. So come join us. The Facebook group is just Bleeding Green and Gold. Join the discussion with us. Tell us what you think.
I want to bring up Facebook quick. I want to bring that up. The one guy, he's got such a funny name. What's his name? Iggy? Or
well,
Iggy?
You don't got to tease him.
I don't got to tease him. I think it's a great name. What's it? Josh Snuggy Panansky. Panansky. Hey,
oh,
Snuggy.
He put on there how to pronounce it. I don't remember. I think it's Panansky.
I think that's right. But hey, we really appreciate you. It's just all for fun. That's obviously, we're not trying to give you any insights you couldn't find with the so-called experts that lie to you every Sunday. We just tell you how we saw the game.
And we're just a couple of idiots who like to pretend we know something about football.
Exactly. So thanks for pretending with us.
Yep. And until next time.
Go Pack, go!
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack, go!